Vacation day, right? Am I right? Officially, so take your time well, of course, and enjoy the break. Okay. Okay. The Haggah, the Tosfos brings in Daf Hey Amud Aleph, relates to the third Ibayis Eima to explain the Machlokes of the Mishnah Fichi Barav. Okay. So the Gemara says in the 30 by Sema, Makif and Nikafika Benayu, as Tosis explains, Rabbi Yossi here is coming with Kula. So according to the Tanakhama, the Chiyuv of Gadar Servius that the Nikaf has to pay is whether the Makif or the Nikaf did it. Either way, the Nikaf is Chayiv. Rabbi Yossi says, no, only Im Amad the Nikaf for Gadar Servius, that's when you're Chayiv because of the Svara of Gili Das, Goli Daita de Nichole. So Pashupshat, as Girsa that we have in front of us, if you hold Amad Makiv as Pater, like the Tanakama, then how much do you pay? For nothing. The Nikif wouldn't have to pay at all. Okay. And the idea being, because according to the Tanakama, right, the Taina is, as Tosis learns it up, the Taina of the Nikif to be Pater is that Ledidi Sadli Bintir Bazuza, like the Gemara says in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama also goes with the pshat that Rav Yossi is only mechayiv by Amad Nikif and not Amad Makif. And the reason the Gemara says either Zenenav Zelchaser is Pater, or because of the svara that we're working with here, L'disag Nidit Zuza, which we explained is really a way of saying, Al Derech Tol, take it away, I don't want it. Okay. The Gir Sotosis brings that even the Manda Amar, in this case it's Rabbi Yossi, who we say is Poter the Nikif by Amad Makif. Amad Makif, the Nikif is Pater, doesn't mean he's Pater completely. The Nikif is Pater from the other three, paying for the other three walls, but he have to pay for Demei Revius. That's what Tosfos brings as a Girsa. Tosfos says it's not the Pashtus. In Gemara Bava Kama's Mashma, he's Pater completely. But Tosfos says, maybe you'll argue that he has to pay for the fourth wall because of this umdana, that ein lecha adam, that wouldn't want to pay for one wall and get the benefit of four, and therefore he has to pay for the one wall at least, even by Amad Makif, right? So we had a question yesterday, let's again remind ourselves of the question, then we have a related question to another pshat in the Gemara of Amad Makif Nikavika Benayu, and see what we can do with all of this. So the kasha l'chara is simple. In other words, the case of the manda amma that says Amad Makiv is pater, for now it's Rabbi Yossi, right? So Amad Makiv is pater now is saying only from three, but he has to pay the fourth. But what about Amad Nikif? That Rabbi Yossi says you're chayiv for everything. And the question is, what's the difference? What's the maila of Amad Nikif? The Gemara says what the maila is. What's the advantage of Amad Nikif? Goli daiti d'nichalei. What did he do? All he did was he built the fourth wall. And if he didn't do it, and the Makiv did it, what would the Nikiv have to pay for the fourth wall? Because for sure he would do that. So what do you have in the Amad Nikiv more than if it was Amad Makiv? Why would you mechayev the Nikiv for everything? It's a simple pashut kasha. Why would you mechayev now for all four walls? Without him doing anything, if the Makiv did it, he would have to pay for the fourth wall, because implicit is an understanding, an agreement, a willingness. You have his go ahead, his green light to do the fourth wall because it's simple. So now he did it. So if he did it, why is it more than if he didn't do it, if the Makiv did it? Why would you now be mechayiv him for everything? That's a pashta kasha. They say the Chassam Sofer asked the kasha. So far we have not yet found it. You did find it? No. Yeah. So we'll hold on to what David was saying yesterday. Maybe we'll have come back to this. But let's see if we can ask another kasha, suggest an approach. Maybe it will work for this, maybe it won't. We'll have to see where it takes us, okay? There's another shita in Rishonim, and that's the Baal Amor. And he also learns pshat that the manda amar, that amad makiv is pater, doesn't mean pater completely, but pater from three, but Nikif has to pay for the fourth. Now, let's the perspective here is slightly different in terms of how it relates to who holds what. The Baal HaMor is going with the Girsas HaGaonim that we discussed, or Ben Yonah mentions it, and that is really what the Gemara has in our text, the first version of Yibayis Ema. But the Gemara presents Makiv Nikvika Beinayu. So initially, what we have in our the words of our Gemara, but again, it's one or the other. It's that the Tanakama is the one who says Amad Nikiv is Chayiv and not Amad Makiv. Rav Yossi is Machmir. Rav Yossi is the one who says even Amad Makiv. So that means, of course, that this Gemara is not consistent with what? With what Gemara? Bava Kama, the Gemara is Medayik, the Rav Yossi is the one who says Amad Nikif, only Amad Nikif is Chayiv, and Amad Makif is Patur, he's Lekula. But according to the Girsas HaGaonim, which is the first Lashon of the Yibayis Ema, as stated in our text, it's the other way around. Rav Yossi is Machmir, and he's adding Amad Makif, whereas the Tanakama is only Amad Nikif. The Baal HaMor goes with that Girsa, and he points out that it's Sugyos Mishchalfos, but he also learns, like the words that are stated in our text, that the Manda Amar, in this case the Tanakama, who holds Amad Makiv is Pater, what does it say in the words of the Gemara here? That, what Tosus puts into the second, Lishna Achrina, what Tosus learns, that's what we have in our Gemara within the first Lashon. In other words, take a look in the words of the Gemara. Tanakama Savar, Taimad Amad Nikif, that's Megalus HaKol, Av Amad Makiv Ein Nosen Elot Me Revius. So what's this about? So again, a similar idea that the Manda Omar who says Amad Makiv Pater doesn't mean Pater completely. It's Pater from the three, but Chayev and the fourth. Rav Yossi, in this case Rav Yossi is the Machmir, he says no, even Amad Makiv you pay for everything. So what's this about? So the Baal HaMor explains within his reading of the Gemara, what's the Pshat? Why is it? So Tosis, right, goes with this idea of Ein Lecha Adam. That's why you chayev for the fourth wall. What does the Baal HaMor say? Let's look at the Baal HaMor on this, the section I gave you. Uchiya Barav, I have it as a new paragraph, it's easy to find it in the Oz V'Hadar edition. Uchiya Barav, Parishna Tlasa Peirushe. Mr. Hashem, after the sugya, we'll come back to the beginning of the Baal HaMor, the question of where the Gidra was. Uchiya Barav, Parishna Tlasa Peirushe. Peirush Rishon, Ika Beinayot Meikane Bezol, Tanakama Saba Agarnatira Bazuza De Upachas Mit Meikane Bezol, In Meikane Bezol Lo. That's Tanakama. Rav Yossi, De Meikane Bezol. The time of Rav Yossi, De Shamu Bezol, Kedepishna Le'el Tanakama. Fine. This is the first Mahalach for Chiyah Barav. Everyone have it? Yeah? Pirasheni. Now, let's read this. Pirasheni, Rishon Ashni Ashlishas Ika Beinayot. The Nafkamina Tanakama Rav Yossi is regarding the three walls. Kigon Shelo Gada Mitchila Ala Sholesh Ruchos. There were only three walls that were so far constructed by the Makif or by the Nikif. Let's remember that too. Three walls were made. Uba Imo Ledin. Then comes the Din Torah. The Baal HaMor makes it like a real Din Torah. That could be very relevant to the Baal HaMor earlier. Let the cases, but leave that. Baal HaMor, there was a Din Torah. Upatru Beis Din, Me'achashep Nisha Paretz Meruach Revi'ah. So there was a Mamish Psak, Nick of his Pat. So on the three walls, he's off the hook. He got a Psak Beis Din to support his being Pat. Achakach Amad V'Gadar Servi'ah. Now comes the fourth wall. Let's say the Makif did the fourth wall. V'Zimnei Ledin. Now Genik takes him to Din Torah because he says, yes, and that's the reason why he didn't pay me before was because he didn't get benefit. Now I have the fourth wall. V'chivu based it. Now he's chayev. The question is, how much does he have to pay? So this is going to be the machlokas. Ta, nakama, savar, revius, only revius. The hashta yavli. Oh, gives him the cost of the fourth, to share in the cost of the fourth wall. Achrini, the mekara lo yavli. But for the first three walls, he doesn't pay. Shami acheshe patru, based in mitchila. Keywords, kam dina. That's the yisod of why he's pater for the first three. So this is like similar to what we saw in Rashi, but the Lashon is very mefurish. Rashi didn't use the words kam dina, but that's what he says, kam dina. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi savar hadar dina. Varehu kimushigada mitchila me'abar ruchos. It's as if it would have been initially done with four. We opened the earlier Din Torah, even though there was a psak on the three, but now they did the fourth. Now really, we have to go back and imagine that really, we have to understand that the first three, there's really a basis for him to have to pay for, now that he has the fourth wall built. Umegavin alav esakov yavri afil achrin de meikars. This is pshat number two. So our both said, where are we holding now? Pshat number two in Chibarav, machlokis of kamdina hardina, whether you pay for just the fourth, or even for the first three because of hardina. Now comes the Balmor working off of that with the third pshat. Now remember, I gave you already the background. He's going to go with the Girsas HaGaonim. But what is he going to read into the Gemara? Amad Makit Pater? Not completely. Let's see. Upir Shlishi, Nikafu Makif Ika Beinayu. Now, what does that mean? Tanakama Savar. Who's Lukula now? Tanakama. Taimadamad Nikif Megalulav Esakol. And what makes the Gaon Esakol mean for all four? Why? The Goli Daita Denichale. Because you have, by the Nikif, he is Megaladas. So that's a reason why you have to pay for everything. Ava Amad Makif, but if the Makif did the fourth wall, then Revius Yoivle, Achmina Lo Yoivle. Only for the fourth wall does he pay. And why? The Balmor tells us why. Not what Tosis brought in Engel Adam. What does the Balmor say? Why does he pay for the fourth wall? Because, and not for the other ones? Mishum Kamdina. So it's Kamdina because it was a Pesach on the first three. Now he has to pay for the fourth. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Loshna Nikif, Loshna Makif, Gamlis HaKol, the Yavri Afil Achrini, doesn't matter who did the fourth wall, you always say that he has to pay for everything. My time Adamin Hadadin. So very interesting. The Rabbi Lamar is working the third Yibayasema off of the second one. You notice that, right? Now, obviously, this is against the Umar Bava Kama. That's his next comment. We don't be concerned about the kabim nasugios mischafos bechil from mesachtus. But, and he brings other examples like that. So let's cheshbon this together. What follows from this? What differentiates the second Ibar Seima and the third Ibar Seima? According to the second Ibar Seima, the Tanakama holds that you only pay for the fourth wall, not for the first three. Why? Kamdina. Yossi says, you pay for everything, Hadardin. Now comes the next Ibar Seima and says, Nafkamina is Nikif u'makif ikabinayu. Tanakama says, only Amad Nikif do you pay for all four, but Amad Makif, you only pay for the fourth. Why? Because, we said before, because Kamdina. Yossi says, doesn't matter who does the fourth wall, even if the Makif does the fourth wall. So what differentiates the second and the third by the same? That's first of all, the Pasha, not Lamdis, just Pasha the Cheshbin. The Nikin. Good. The Nikin. In other words, that which the Tanakama holds, that you only pay for the fourth wall and not for the first three because of the principle of Kamdina, so before the Gemara brings Makif and Nikif Ikebeinayu, so the assumption is that sheet of the Tanakama that runs with Kamdina, and therefore the Nikif only pays for the fourth wall, that's true regardless of who does the fourth wall. Whether the Makif does the fourth wall or the Nikif does the fourth wall. There's no reason to differentiate and assume that there should be any difference. Kamdina is Kamdina is Kamdina. Whoever did the fourth wall, there was a Ptur in the first three. And therefore, the Nafkamina only relates to the question of Kamdina versus Hadadina. Does the Nikif, when the fourth wall is made, does the Nikif have to pay for the first three as well, only for the fourth? This is the second Ibayasim. Now Gemara says Ibayasim, another one, another possibility. Makif and Nikif, Nikif and Makif, Nikif Beinayu. Again, we're still working with the idea of Yossi being a Chumra. This is Gersus HaGaonim. And we're saying that this. The Tanakama says that only Abba Nikif do I hold that you pay for all four walls. Because what? Because Goydaite. But Amad Makif, I still hold you only pay for one because of Kamdina, therefore I only pay for the last one. Now for the first three, you're already off the hook. Yossi says, doesn't matter to me. Nikaf or Makif, the Zalach is the same, you pay for all four because Hadadin. So the only Nekuda, understand, that differentiates the second and third Bar Yisema is whether Amad Nikif changes the equation. Now let's understand what that means. What do you think in Svar? What makes sense? Does Amar Nikif, should that be relevant for the question of Kam Dina or Hadar Dina? What's the differentiation of Amar Nikif? The Gemara says what it is. What makes Amar Nikif different? The Lashna Gemara is what? Goli Das, the Nichalim. So here, L'chara, there's something very strange to understand within the Balamor. Because seemingly, until now, what's the idea of Amar Nikif? Amar Nikif is a way to rebut a svara such as L'didi Sagili, the Gemara Bava Kama. Right? If you could say, Rav Yossi Shita, let's say, Gemara Bava Kama thinks Rav Yossi, that says, Amar Nikif is Pater, because he says, I don't need it, thank you, but no thank you. Yeah, but no, Amar Nikif, obviously, you're Nichalei. That shows that you have an agreeing to this. Because you show your nechusa that you're happy. So that's where the svar is relevant. But now within the Balamor, we're talking about a different issue. Why should you pay for the first three? Because Kamdina, there was a psak, the yapater. So why should Amad Nikif, because Gilidas, make a difference? And moreover, obviously within the second Ibai Seima, that's exactly true. Because that's what we're showing you. According to the second Ibai Seima, Loshna Makif, Loshna Nikif, right? The Tanakhama says you only pay for the fourth and not for the first three. So what we really have to understand is what is being added now in this 30 Boyis Ema that the Tanakhama is Machayev by Amad Nikif on all four walls, which means he's conceding that there could be a case that you're Chayev for all four walls and we won't say Kamdina, and that's with the Gilidas of the Nikif. And the question is, why should Gilidas of the Nikif make a difference in terms of the issue of Kamdina Hadar Dina? And what would be the Nekudas HaMachlokas, you could say, therefore, between the second Ibai Seima and the third, regarding whether Amar Nikif changes the picture? That's what we have to figure out. Pashit in Cheshbon. At Svara, what would you think? Should it matter? Should not matter? Kamdina, right. Kamdina is Kamdina. What's the difference? So Golidaiti. Golidaiti speaks to the question of a taina that makes you putter because I don't need your benefit. I didn't ask for it. So you ask for it, you're agreeing. But Kamdina means you're putter. The psak is decided already, based in Paskin. So what does it matter if I did it or he did it?
Maybe in the case of Amar Makif, right, Kam Dina, you're not going to be able to... What was the case when Basedin made their psak? Was that there were only three and there wasn't a fourth? And once they made that psak, we say Kam Dina, it's not changing, because they made the psak at the three, so we're not going to change it by the fourth to say Kamdina. But when it's Giloy Daita Nakif,
yeah,
it's that when Basedin made that claim, L'chora the Nakif,
the Nikif
really was happy.
Okay, so you're saying an interesting Svara. I think maybe Dani Yomachavin as well. Everyone hear what David's saying. Okay. The idea is this is Gloy Milsa Mafreya kind of, that really there was already a basis for a Chiyuv beforehand. Yeah. Geli Daita means it was Nichay before. So therefore, it's not like something new came and now we can't revisit the old because of what came now. It's Chiyuv we knew, from the beginning, there was already a Nichus, we just didn't know about it. Yeah?
I hear. Basically saying then
Hadar Dina. So what? Why is that? Argue that. So why is that called Hadar Dina?
It's not Hadar Dina because Hadar Dina would be
like case in Yavamis.
In the case of where the Amad Makif, first there were three, Makif changed it by making it four. But in the Amad Makif, that's implying that the Nikif always wanted that fourth wall. Meaning, he always wanted. The case isn't changing that now Basedin is changing the psak. Basedin's psak was based off a false pretense.
What are you saying? Amad Makif, then what happens at that point? It comes out that there is a benefit to the first three because now the was Amad Makif. But it doesn't mean that the time that the three were made, that they were the what? Say.
So when, if it's Amad Makif, right, you're changing. At the time, there were three walls,
nope. And
we say that until there's a fourth wall, there's no reason to force. So they made their psak on the three walls, and then comes a fourth, this Kamdina. But when it's Amar Nikif,
yeah,
right, the whole time, really the Nikif Shimon was happy, and we're saying that right retroactively from the start, back then he was happy with
three.
With three or to P4.
Right.
And therefore it's not kam dina, it's that it didn't really should have been that even back then. So
whereas the case of show me in contrast Vamos. To the case of Yevamos. That's what you have to try to explain. What was over there? Go back to that case. So what happened initially? There was a machokas between the Suffolk and the Yavam, whether this guy is a son of the dead person or a son of the Yavam. So we didn't know, so we said Yachloku. Right? Now what happens later? The Yavam dies. Now the question is this guy a son of the Yavam? He's entitled to part of the pie of the Rusha? Or is he not a son? He's really, right? And the sons get everything, he's only a brother. So now he already got Kapaskin that he got half from the original Yerusha, and now he wants to say, well, if you're not going to give me from the Yavam a piece of this Yerusha, then I should get back what he got before.
So maybe that the Giloy Das.
So why is not also like...
No, this is different because you're not saying you got the Pesach wrong the first time. You got the Pesach right the first time. Even afterwards, you still didn't get the Pesach wrong. We're forced into a situation where we have to change up what the din is because he has this Manav Shach. But we got the Pesach right.
It's not like there was missing information at the time that now comes to light. It's just that the two Pesachim are not consistent with each other, Beseder, but that's Kamdina. Whereas if it's new information that comes to light, that would mean that the Pesach was an error in some way. So you mean the Pesach was based on a faulty, what?
That's what
you're saying. It's a mahalach, and you're probably getting it from the Meiri a little bit, right? It's a good. It's a mahalach achronim go this route. I hear you. Let's see who wants to add something to the conversation. Anybody? Yeah, Yaakov.
I looked a little bit in the achronim, and like, the way like the Chofot says, if it's a thin toast, then the whole din of kamdina.
So kamdina does not apply if it comes out that was a faulty assumption. Here wasn't a faulty assumption, just that it was a suffix here, a suffix there, and the psak of suffix in both cases do not consistent with each other. So be it. That's Yevamos. So kamdina is saying, okay, this psak has its own integrity, and it's not like the suffix has become resolved. It's just that based on this suffix, the psak went here. Based on this suffix, the psak went there. The two verdicts are not compatible. But kamdina says, nevertheless, the psak that was made is not going to be reopened because it's not consistent with the subsequent psak. That's called kamdina. The Gilui Das of the Nikif is not that way. It's not pshat that it comes out that the two psakim are not consistent. It's that it allows us to understand that the original psak was made on an assumption that was wrong. Because now we understand that the Nikif from the very get-go was always willing and always wanted it, because Gadol HaRavi'is shows he wanted the three. That's the mahalach, I think, that Achronim is saying. But I want to point out something. Again, you can hear it. But after everything is said and done, this is all pshat in the 30 by Yisema, who says, Amad Nikif is different, Goli Dad Nichalei. What I think you realize is, according to, we pointed it out, the first is previously by Yisema, that's learning that the nafkamina between Tanakam and Rav Yossi is regarding whether he pays for the first three walls. Tanakam says you don't, and according to that, that's not going to change whether the makif or the nikif did. So you have to really think an alumbish of vein. This is like work to think about. So what does the second Yibayasema hold? Why does he hold kamdina applies even by Amad Nikif? What's the machlokas about? In other words, would you apply Amad Nikif in a case? Would you apply kamdina in the case of Amad Nikif? Yes or no? That's the nafkamina here between the two versions of the machlokas. You're saying such a compelling svar. Now you have to go back and what we're thinking before.
You could go along the lines, like you said, with the rush.
You don't see it as showing anything about before. Okay, you don't see in his gear. That's not now. He's just doing it now, and it's like he realizes that it's a good thing for him.
But can we say also that maybe within the second Ibai's emo, which is kind of what I was trying to say before,
I mean the 30 by Sema. You mean the second?
We're asking Dina. Now on the second, no?
There's three. One is to make Kanan versus a Garnitira. That was number one. Now we have two that work within Kamdina Hadadina, and the question of whether Nikah changes that.
Right. Rabbi just asked, though, what was the Svar to say in the second Ibai's Sema?
Right. That would be the same.
Right. Why would it be the same? So can we say also, like I was trying to say before, is that the very svara of Galidaita, like that is what Hadardina sort of speak is trying to claim. So you can't meaning lo shna because Kamdina is going to go through and through, because if you say Galidaita, then isn't that what Hadardina is in a sense? And can't you say that?
Hadardina says that we open an earlier case based on a later development. Yeah.
So you could argue that that is what Hadardina is, so that we don't want to go down that route.
So maybe it's a whole different way to understand what Kamdina does. It's totally not in... So the difference doesn't lie in what we see in Ahmad Nikif. The difference between the two approaches lies in how to understand Kamdina and Medina. Okay, those are two valid... Yeah, Yaakov.
Can it also just be in the way we understand Gilead Das between the second half being and the third one? In the second half being, if you're going to say that the Makiv and Nikif are both Chayiv, so it's a very different understanding of what a Gilead Das looks like versus the third one where we'll say the Tanakama that if the Makif puts it up, they're not going to be Chayiv, but only if the Nikif puts it up, they're going to be Chayiv.
Yeah, I mean, it. That's going back to what we suggested, that somehow it has to do with how to understand Gilead Das. Again, those are the two ways to think about it. I mean, whether filling in the dots are important, but I mean, basically, the two ways to go in understanding what differentiates the underlying lumdis is either the arguing revolving of how you interpret Galidat and Nichale, therefore, it either will or will not impact on Kamdina, or how you understand Kamdina. Now, this is all good. It's a mahalakha thing. It's worth pursuing further. Maybe we can try a different approach to this same question, okay? And then maybe from that we'll come back and see what we can do for Tosis, which we are hanging. Maybe like this. Again, at least we'll start with the 30 by same, and then what would be the machokas? I don't know. But let's see what would be the point of Ahmad Nikif making you chayiv because of Gilead Das if in fact there was a ptur and beisdin of the first three. So why does that change? Just because the Nikif went ahead now and did the fourth woe. That's our problem. So maybe it's as follows. We assumed that Goli Dait Nichale is a way just of being able to infer that there is agreement on the part of the Nikif. Because you can get it a lot of different ways. Right? You can get, if you know the Nikif is happy with what's happening, then he has to pay for Hana. So you could say, according to earlier in the Gemara, maybe it's built into the situation. It's ki'ilu sada suyalita, like the Ramban wanted to say, Fashitas Rapuna, for example. You could say, like the Rush, that the fact that he saw it and he said nothing, that alone indicates that he's agreeing, and that's all with Ahmad Makif, right? But if we don't accept either of those, now we're holding by the idea of Ahmad Makif being Pater. What does Goli Dait to the Nichalei do? So Pashup Shat, Goli Dait to Nichalei is a way of knowing that the Nikif is happy and therefore there's a base to Mechaif. And of course, if that's all it is, then our question is a valid one. Why would Kamdina be affected by the Gilead Das and the Nikif? The fact is, there was a Pesach of Kamdina. Unless, again, you have to say something that we said just now. But maybe, and we may mention this far earlier in the Sugya, maybe the idea of Nichalei, Goli Nichalei, we'll have maybe some rise to this idea. Maybe it's more than just the fact that now I know that the Nikif is happy. Rather, it's something else. The Nikif going ahead and doing something more on the enclosure, extending that which was built by the Makif, means that it's not just the Makif gave him Hana, but that the Nikif took the Hana. He's mishtamesh with this enclosure. By connecting it further and doing the fourth wall, he is now taken the hana of all four walls together. In other words, now he has taken to himself, he's mishtamish with that which was provided. And if that's the understanding of Goli Daite, not just that I know that he's happy with what was done for him, but what he's done is he has himself taken the hana of the four walls. When he builds the fourth, he has now brought himself to get that benefit. When you're yourself taking the hana, that's a new machayef. So this doesn't go to Kamdina. Kamdina speaks to why I should pay for what you did for me when you built the walls initially, the three. For that, there was a psak that you putter, because right now there's a fourth open area. But when you yourself, the Nikiv, go ahead and you yourself build the fourth wall, you are, in effect, taking for yourself the hana of all four walls, and that becomes a separate basis to mechayev you for the hana. So therefore, you can't say kamdina anymore because this is a new generating siba for chiyuv. In other words, now you have to pay because you took the hana. Maybe a little bit of a raya to this, raya or two, is the following. There's a diuk that the prisha makes, which I don't think I gave you, but in the Lashna Tur, it's really the Lashna Rambam. And we were medayikin really in the Rashi and the Mishnah. This is the following. The Tur writes in Simen Kuf Nun Ches the following words. V'chein, in Gada Nikif Esaravis, Chayiv L'shalem, Chelko B'sholosh. Kevan de Goidaita de Michale. So the Tur, and again based on Lashon Rambam, says that if the Nikiv does the fourth wall, he has to pay his share because of Golidaiti. What's the question? What's the diuk? Because the halacha is that the Nikiv has to pay when the Makif makes the fourth wall as well. So why do you have to come on to the reason that he has to pay when he's Gadar Servius because Golidaiti de Nichale? It's anyway going to be true, regardless of whether it's Golidaiti through his making the fourth wall, or if the other guy made the fourth wall, the Makif did the fourth wall. That's the diuk of the Prisha. A similar diuk we can make on Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah. I think when we read the Rashi initially, without knowing anything about anything, but Rashi's words are, Megagun Lavasakol, what did Rashi say? The last line of the Rashi's Pirush on the Mishnah. What's the deal we can make in Rashi? Why does Rashi have to say that? The Gemara is going to say, Loshna Amad Nikna Loshna Amad Makif. And Rashi is going to say in Daf Hevet Aleph, if you got there, that that's the halacha. So if the halacha is Loshna Nikna Loshna Makif, then if I ask you, why are you chayv by Amad Nikna? What would be your natural response? Would you say Golidaiti? Would you have to say Golidaiti? No, because it's true no matter who does it. So that's the diuk of the Prisha on the words of the Tur. Says the Prisha as follows. V'cheinim gad ha-nikif. Kamash malon bazeh. V'chid ha-shir is as follows. D'lo tema. Kevan sha-makif lo ho'il lo krum. V'sholosh sha-asa. You should not think, since the makif did not really do anything, did not accomplish anything with the three that he made, in kain afiu kinami avid lei iu achakach harviyas. Then you might think, even if he, the Nikif, went and did the fourth wall, Eino chayev lo midi, because the Makif didn't do anything with his three walls. So maybe when the Nikif does the fourth, he shouldn't owe him anything. He did it, he paid for the fourth wall, because it's only eight, but he should have to pay for the first three. Kamash malan kim de giladaita. Now, how do we understand the svar of the Prisha? So there's a svar to say that since the Makif didn't do anything with the three, so Bishlam, if the Makif does, is a svar to argue, Dafka, interesting. Dafka, when the Makif does the fourth wall, then the Makif at the end did everything, and if we can assume that there's a willingness, an agreement, implicit consent, then the Nikif pays. But Dafka, Amad Nikif, I could argue, should mean less. Now, Rashi and the Gemara negated such a possible svar, but at the end of the day, of course it's not true, but why not? You could argue that Amad Nikif is better. Because now Lamaisa, he himself built the fourth. He paid for the fourth. The Makif did for him something which didn't do anything. So what is the pshat? So why are you paying for everything? The Makif didn't give him anything that he benefited from, and he paid for the fourth. So good. But Lamaisa, the Makif's expenses did not provide him hana. The hana only came because he did the fourth. So that's why there's a chidush, and what's the chidush? What's the reason? Goidat nichale. So what does that mean? So maybe it means what we're saying. It doesn't matter, because by you're building the fourth, you're taking the hana of all four. So this becomes its own basis for you to be chayev. So goidat nichale is not just a way of negating a taina that he might be able to say, I don't need this, I don't want it, I'm not asking for it, don't provide me hana, I'm not paying for it. And you see, not that way. You see, he shows he's happy. No, it's something more. It's that he himself has brought the chiv on himself because he has taken action to be taking in the hana of all fools. And again, if this is correct, then you need the svar of Golidaiti, even though we know Amad Makif is the Nikiv is chayiv, But if you want to know why somebody nikif, the nikif is chayiv. Even though if the makif did it, you'd be chayiv regardless. But by Amad Nikif, you have to come on to this idea. Goli Daita becomes its own basis for the chiv. And this is what we're saying for the Baal Amor, that even though Kamdina was in the background, but Kamdina was from the perspective of the makif doing it, and the basis for the chiv being the makif gave you hana, and for that, that you're locked in with a psak that you're pater. So then even though the makif did the fourth woe, you're off the hook for the three. But if you yourself took in the hana of all four, this is a different machayef. Now you're chayef because you took in the hana of all four. I'll take it a step further. This is a tremendous chidush. I mean, and it's a machokas, the Rachaber and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, but it starts with a machokas, the Beis Yosef, and the Darkei Moshe, with the Ramah commenting on the Beis Yosef. It's an incredible chidush of the Beis Yosef. The only way to even fathom it is to assume this mahalach that we're presenting now. That is, the Beis Yosef says a little further on in Siman Kuf Nun Ches the following. Listen to this case. Mamish, you fall off your seats when you hear this. Gadar hachitzon. Dibra maschim. Gadar hachitzon rishona ushniya. The makif does two walls. The amad hanikif, the gadar hashlishis. Still open on the fourth side. Nikif does the third wall. It says the Beis Yosef. Nira li shemechayvin oso ligda haravias. Now, we mechai the nikif to build the fourth. What did he do? He only did the third wall. Goli daita de nichale. V'had etnan hamakiv eschaveir m'shol shulchosav. Sounds like it's only when he does three and nikif does the fourth. M'shem reisha ud etnan hachi. Kol medat fil hachi in mechai v'in le nikif. Kol shulo gila b'daita de nichale. So then he says, even though the makiv did three, if there's no gila das, then he's pater. According to the, again, Tanakam, let's say, Avo kol hechad de goi dat nichale, afilo gadar ha'echad el eshnayim megalgen alav. Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, v'lin nered, lefi ma shekasav benu ba'alatur, da'afim gadar nikif b'tzad revias neged sadeh l'mechayven, basically says, ein ha'chayven kin gadar ha'makif ha'revias. It can't be. You can't tell me that the mechayven also ligda ha'revias. What kind of, I'm not saying pshat fully, but just one thing I want to take away from the Beis Yosef. Maybe we have to come back and see if he can say more than this. The first thing I see is that goli daite is apparently more than just a way of negating the svara called ledidis agili. Goli daite is the nikif himself taking in the hana, and therefore that's a cause to mechayev him. According to this, even if it was only the third wall, but now it's a basis to mechayev him now to go further. Again, that's not pashut at all. But if you're not going to say that, then there's nothing to start with. You have nothing to work with. But I think you have to assume that there's a goli danicha becomes its own mechayev. If that's correct, then I understand why kamdina is not relevant here, because there's a new basis for the chiyuv. Okay, having said all of this, keep in mind, this is all the 30 bayisema. What did the previous bayisema hold? That kamdina is a reason not to pay for the first three walls, whether it's the makif or the nikif. So again, we have to revisit that issue. So why is this previous Ibar Seyma not looking at it this way? I guess the second Ibar Seyma thinks that Amad Nikif is not a new basis to Mechayev. It's only a way of knowing that the nikif is satisfied. Okay? But meanwhile, he was still pater from the first three. He remains pater. An interesting way to think about the machokas. Yeah?
Do we see this?
I mean, you could say a lot of things. He's going that, but apparently, what we're seeing here is that he's also taking in the hana. Whatever he's doing, whatever he's prepared to do, it's not about measuring the level of consent. It's about throwing the book at him. You know, once you took in the hana, then you have to pay. Now, can this help us for the original kasha that we began with Shir? Let's think about it. What was our kasha back in the beginning? I mean, I don't know if you have, even if you don't say that as dramatically as we said right now, but let's just consider the idea that the Girsa that Tosus brings from in the Haggah is that, again, here now it's Rabbi Yossi who's the Kula. So Rabbi Yossi holds Amad Nikif Chayiv. Amad Namakif is Pater on three, but Amad Nikif is Chayiv on all four. Amad Makif, you're Chayiv for the fourth. right? As opposed to saying you're pater completely. Why are you chayev for the fourth? Tosa says, what does Tosa say for this? Why are you chayev for the fourth? Because it's a built-in understanding that a person would certainly pay for four, for the fourth wall, if he's going to get the benefit of four walls. So pay for one wall and get four for one, right? So if he would do that, so then he has to pay, even if Ahmed Makif, he has to pay for the fourth wall. What's our problem? So how come by Amar Nikif, which is Galidaite, the Nichale, why does he have to pay for all four? Where do you see anything more than you saw before? For Amad Makif, the Nikif would pay for one wall because it's a bargain, right? You pay for one wall, you get the benefit of four. So that much, you know, he has implicit consent for. So now he actually acted on that which we understand is the mindset of most people in Lechadah. So where do you have a basis now to make him pay for all four? That was a problem. So let's say that, but no, Ahmad Nikif, when he's doing the Gili Das, what is he doing? He's taking in the Hana. So it's not just that there's some rebuttal to the Taina of a Disagili. He's taking in the Hana. So now, he has to pay for all four walls, because he took in the Hana of all four walls. Sounds like a possibility, no? Could we suggest such a mahalach? But what's the problem they're going to run into? What? Yes, yeah, so the dis, that's exactly right. In other words, the disagili is negated, right? By doing the fourth wall, obviously, that's exactly my problem. So it comes out, he obviously is happy with everything. So my problem is, so why does he pay only what? Chiyah Barav. What does he owe you pay? What? Mekana. Where did he get that from? See, where did we get it before? Where did Tosis get the Mekana before? For Tosis, there was no motto called Lididi Sagli Begedekana. Who said like that? Who said such a svara for Chiyah Barav? Lididi Sagli, I would make it Kanim. Where do we see such a svara? Rashi. For Tosis, the response of why the Nikav is pater from paying Kfima Shagadar is with the Disagi Biwat. I don't need a Gidur. I just have a Shomer. So then we have to come back and say, oh, so why do you have to pay to make Kanan? The answer is, Anan Sadi, that what, if you had an opportunity to get a bargain to make Kanan Bezo, you would do it. But now we're going with the Shita that we don't accept that. Because what are we saying now? That you don't have to pay, let's say, by the other walls, right? The other three walls. How much do you pay? You don't have to pay to make Kanan. In other words, what do you pay for the other three walls? No. Nothing. Or maybe I guarantee you the Shomer, right? So that means that we're going now, again, hold cup. We're going now that we're not accepting that Anan Sadi, that people would go, the Im Hayamotzim Bezal Hayagodeve. So where are we back to? Either you say, I don't need an enclosure at all, but by doing the fourth wall, obviously you're showing you want an enclosure. So then how much should you pay? Kafi Mashigada. So where do you get the idea that you pay, right, by Ahmad Nikif, right, was trying to say, why is Ahmad Nikif going to pay for all four walls? Because now you took in that knob, and now you showed your nichale with everything. Okay, but you should have to pay, at this point, you should have to pay according to whatever expenses are. Because by Ahmad Makif, you're not paying more than for a token shmira. That means we're not accepting the idea that to make kanim you would run and grab the opportunity, the bargain of to make kanim, you wouldn't go for that. And Abba Nikif now gives you a basis to Mechoyev for everything because you're showing you care about everything and you're taking it all in. So then you should have to pay for the hotzalos of whatever the person put out. Where do you get this middle ground at the Mekhanim? By Abba Nikif.
You could say that the Chishar was saying about bringing in the Hana, then you just, the Hana you got that you feel the surrounding, not by Abba.
Yeah, but that's the svara that we said within Rashi, that the Hana is defined by that. Tosis never went that route. Tosis never accepted the svara Kedekan. He never said that. He only made that be part of a chiyah because you could bring that as an implicit thing that you would go for if you had the opportunity. But we're not going with that. We're not assuming that. Amad Makif, you don't pay that much.
Even
we are going now the idea that the Amad Makif, you don't pay for the other wools anything. Only for the fourth wool. Means we're not going with this Anan Sahadi. So now I'm asking, Amad Nikif, you should have to pay Kefi Mashigada.
If you go with the Shidu Mikubetzes, I'm not sure this will work, but if you go with the Shidu Mikubetzes, then maybe the reason why he built the Banim was only to match, let's say,
right.
Whatever it was.
Okay.
So then now,
okay,
the Hana that he took was really only the Hana of the Meikanim. I mean, there's not really a difference, let's say there's no difference between, in terms of protection, between Kanim and Avanim. So he only spent Avanim because that he wanted it to match. And the Hana that he actually took, which is the basis for the Chiyuv here, is of Dmei Kanim, so it will only be Mechayev and Dmei Kanim. I wasn't sure.
But that sounds like the Rashi's part, that your Hana was only the Hana of Kanim. But you know, that's evaluating the Hana. But I don't think we went that route in Tosis at all. Tosis didn't suggest such a possible spot. Okay, so what we have really is a new possible way to think about this Gilad Daita Tenichle. Again, it obviously opens up a lot because you have two versions in the Gemara whether Amad Nikif will affect Kamdina within the Balamor, and we have still maybe something of a loose end here in terms of Tosis, yeah? Yeah.
Is the Haggad Tosis?
I mean, it's the Haggad that found the way into Tosis. I don't know. It's not Tosis. Oh, you think it doesn't have to...
The
Haggad could work a Derech Rashi. Okay. Now, what about what David said yesterday? Don't leave. Right? You said yesterday something. is this a solution? Sorry. I apologize. Okay, 1,000 times. Okay. So, what did you say yesterday? You said, in terms of this issue, maybe there's a difference between when the Nikif built the wall by himself, right? The fourth wall by himself, right? So what did you say? Go ahead.
He's paying for
the whole wall. No? So that's the original kasha. We're back to the original kasha. In other words, we knew that he would be nichalei on the fourth wall because in chadim that wouldn't pay for fourth wall. So that's why if the makib does it, the nikib still has to pay for the fourth wall, his share. Now, the nikib does it himself, so why does he have to pay for everything? After all you see in what the Nikif did is the same equivalent assessment that we'd know if the Makif did it, and we know the Nikif would be happy to pay for the fourth wall, given that he'd get now four walls out of it. So why is there a reason now to pay for four walls when he himself does it? That's the crux of our question. So you answered, you suggested, Davuat, that the difference is that when the Makif does it, and we know the Nikif would have done it,
because he's getting a better deal because he only has to pay for 1/8 of the entire...
Meaning to say, a half of the fourth wall. Whereas now, what is he putting out?
Now
he's putting out a quarter of everything. No, his entire fourth wall. Okay?
Who says
he's not going to get reimbursed? The Chaira, it's the same thing. No, if he puts out for the fourth wall, he's also serving the purposes of the makif. He's being makif the makif now. In other words, assuming it's on the outside. So what's the difference if he's going to put it up front and get back, or you're putting it in the beginning? Chur, it doesn't... I thought about your question, but chur, it shouldn't matter. Because it's still going to come out to the same outlay. So I wanted to go... I was tempted to try to use that, but it's not... I mean, because he's putting out the money first, that's what makes the difference to make it now chai for everything? Because he's putting it out up front... He'll get back. So it's the same thing as if he would be willing to pay chatchila half or put out more and then get back half. No?
I mean,
There's a difference psychologically.
In general, people are much more hesitant to put out money.
Okay, so that's the whole answer. Everyone, if they feel comfortable with that answer. Okay, I don't know. That's it. Don't know. Okay, shall we start the next story? We're going to get to the Balamor and the Ramban after the Sugi, but there's one more piece of Gemara that's Kedai to learn that they connected. Just learn it up, Pashup Shat, just at least for that. Runya, okay? The guy saw the Gemara? Let's just read a few lines in Gemara on Daf Hei. We can say we started Daf Hei. Runya, Akfe Ravina, Mi Abiru Chosef. Okay, so we have two individuals, Runya and Ravina. There's a number of stories in Shas that involve these two individuals. Very interesting. We have one more coming up here on an unrelated issue. So Runya was the Nikif in the middle. Ravina was the Makif around four sides. Here it's Mamish four sides, okay? And he built an enclosure. Rashi says the following, Dalet Sadas Hayo Ravina, Svivos Arba Mitzarev Shal Runya. So Ravina had four walls adjoining on all four sides of Runya's field in the middle. The Gadran. And now he meant and built a fence. Again, you have to know where exactly between them or on the outside. Either way, there's a benefit that's accruing to Runya in the middle. Now that he did that, Amale, so Ravina comes to, being the Makif, says to Runya, Havli, come to Gadri. Give me a share, your share in everything that I laid out. And what's the basis of his saying that? Rashi explains, Kirav Huna Aliba de Rav Yossi. Rashi tells us up front, because we had a whole machlokas before within Shitas Rav Yossi, Halacha Rav Yossi, and then we went from there, right, to understand what Nafkamina would be according to each Shita. But Rav Huna said, Hakol Ufi Mashigada. And the Gemara said, now, Pashup Shah, we're reading the Gemara, the way Gemara started off earlier, Loshna, the Gemara said right away in the beginning of the Gemara, Halacha Rav Yossi, that the Amad God is a beast, against Hakol, Loshna Amad Nikif, Loshna Amad Makif. And then Rav Huna comes and says, what is it that he has to pay? Ufi Mashigada. That means that no matter who does the circling, whoever does it, even the makif, he pays half of the outlay of the expenses of the makif. So this is what Ravina is coming to with a claim against Runya. Kirav Huna, Alib Rav Yossi, Da'amar Kof Mashigada, Da'achi Kaimon, Kedemuchach Kaman, as we'll soon see in the Hemshach of the story, that we hold like that. So meanwhile, Runya was stubborn. Lo Yavle. He didn't want to pay him anything. So then, Havli, so Ravina says, I'll settle for less. Havli, Lefid Mekana Bezol. That's the next amount, lower than that. Again, Lo Yahivle, he didn't want to pay him that either. Even the amount of, if it would have been Kanan. So then Ravina comes and says, Havli Agana Tirusha, at least pay me the whatever it cost you to have a Shomer. Lo Yahivle. Still, he's resistant. Runi doesn't want to pay that either. Yomachad. Now, Ravina is going to try to get something out of Runya to show that he's pleased with what was done for him. Yomachad, Havakagada, now the truth is, the Etzim, he should have to pay certainly Agar Natira, right? Because that's the bare bones, right? So we'll see. Yomachad, Havakagada, Dikli. One day, Runya was harvesting the Kalim, dates. Rashi says, Runya, I go there tomorrow, Midekel, Shibisadanus, palm tree. So the Ravina, the Makif, said to his sharecropper, Zilshko mine kibura diahini. Go seize a cluster of grapes from Runya in his presence. Rashi, kibura diahini, eshko shu. Tomorrow, Michel Runya ubefanav. He's obviously trying to get under Runya's skin in order to show that Runya feels protective of his produce. Azalasuye, see, he's going to take it. Rama Beikola. So Runya starts screaming at this Ares Ganef, right? Garbo Runya, Barisa de Ravina. Amale, Ravina said, Gelisa Daitacha de Menach Nichalach. You have now shown that you have feelings for this fruit that need protection. I gave you protection. Rashi says, Amale Ravina, Gilisa Daitcha Shechaviven Ad Kamalecha, that there's something that you take seriously, there's something that you want to not be taken away from you. V'nichalach b'shmirasan, and there's a nichusa in the fact that there's a security around it. Lo yehei ele iza bi'alma milo bani tirusa, says Ravina further, he says, even if you weren't afraid of thieves, but if it would just be that goats could come, animals could come in, wouldn't they need shmira also? So it doesn't matter. It's not, forget about ganav. You need to have a shmira, so I gave it to you. Kolomar, fiu en chayari min haganavim, sarachat ha'usham min ha'izim. So you owe me. Amalei. So Runya says in response, Iza ba'alma, they take out the word, lav le'achluye bayi. You don't need to do much. You just have to scream and they run away. They scamper away, so you don't really need to pay anything. You just have to, they come close. You chase them away right away. Amalei, yeah, but the lav gava boys the mechla, you need a person to scream at them. You have to hire somebody, a shomer, to do that. So again, you have to pay for, at least for that. The lav gava boys lachuye lahazik. That lachuye means to scream, the ligor behen, the yarem, Tehillim Yudches, Betagaminon Achli, Vechen Kolash Nachraza Betagam Yonison. That's the word Achluye, to scream. So you need someone for that. So Asa Kami de Rava. Now they came with the Din Torah to Rava, Amale. So Rava said the following to Runya. Zil Paisei B'mayda Afayis, V'ilo Da'ina Lach Dina Kirafun Alim Rav Yossi. In other words, give him what he's willing to settle for, which is what? What was the last offer that Ravina was willing to take? Agarnatira. Give him that, otherwise I'll throw the book at you. I'll make you pay what the original claim was, which is Rav Huna Rav Yossi, Kefi Mashigada. Rashi Paisim Efayis, Tovulcha, I'm giving you a good Eitzah. Tovulcha L'Spayis Ba'agarnatira, Homen Esvatsa L'kach. Because he agreed to that. Now, why, and if not, what would I make you pay? You'd have to pay Kfi Mashigada. Why? Haga and Rashi from the Rashbam. The Ilo Danina Lach, Rav Yossi, Mechlal Dach Yochasa. That's Rashi referenced before also. Uvachem Pasak Rach, Tosus Meirin Shmuel. So the point of this story, as we're understanding a Pasha Pshat, is that the Mechayev here, Meikar Adin, Runya should have to pay the full amount, his share in everything of the expenses of Ravina. Why? Halacha ke Rav Yossi alibad Rav Huna. Right? Rav Huna's take on Rav Yossi. So is it dependent on the fact that it was Megal Adas? According to Rav Yossi and Rav Huna, it's built in, the Giladas. Say because of the fact that it was considered like an Asuya Lita, like the Ramban. Say because of the rush that he was Shasak. And it's implicit there for a consent, but that's what it's about. The fact that there was also this trick that he did to get him to get his adat, that's not basis for the Machai. We'll see, however, Chora, the Riaz had a whole different reading of this Gemara, a whole different Girsa as well before. Should we at least see the Tosus? Let's see. Let's read the Tosus. The ego is easy, go fast. Then look, what does he mean? Does he mean it seriously or as a threat? He wasn't saying this stam as a threat, but not the question is, don't we have a basis in this story to win out halacha k'rav Huna? We say halacha k'rav Yossi, but do we have a basis? That's the shayla. Maybe it was just stam saying it. He said, I'm going to, you know, he's threatening, you better pay him that, and if not, I'll do something, but that's not that really halachically speaking. Tosu says, it seems shalo afchido hayomekin, midlo kamar, because otherwise he could have said something more outrageous. That's something you find in the Gemara sometimes when Nachman was a dayan, he would say, I'll take your palace away from you. Oh, machinolach besilva, delo mabadom. It's later on in the Gemara, they have later in the sign that Kufnan Aleph, the Gemara has such a thing that they mention, I'll put you in cherem, it says. I'll give you this wound, wound that doesn't let out blood, meaning to say nidui. So he could have said all kinds of things to threaten him. So really, it's not lafchido, it's because Allah is that way. The Afagav de Beruf HaGazel Amma Shmuel Ani de Mezabni Asa. Shmuel told the people selling Hadassim that you better not overcharge for it. Ashvuz v'naychiu. You should charge a moderate price. V'ilo, if not, dashina k'rav tarfon. That means to say, Rav Tarfon holds, how many hadassim do you need, and can it be even if hadas shote? So it has to do with, he said, I'll make it easy for them, and they won't have to get these good hadassim from you. They can get even one hadass, or they can get, they don't have to be mishulashim. So, b'boi l'mei mahasim de lafchidam hayomer came. That he was saying it, not because halachic Rav Tarfon b'nei gei the hadassim, but because as a threat. So that's, you find that sometimes though, when they quote a halacha, it doesn't mean halacha like that, but it's just using it as a leverage. But Tosa says, that's not pshat over here. Here, hacha nir da chisvirle, kidapirish rashi. What's the kidapirish rashi? We saw, right, the third line. Right, the kirav huna, da hachi kaim k'temuchach l'kaman. Rashi read it that way. And then the Tosa ben Shmuel. The ode, another further raya, midakam alei zil paisi b'mada afais. Just give him what he was willing to settle for. So he was willing to settle. He's mochel, the extra claim. But really, this is the halacha. That's what Tosus is commenting. But again, Pasha Pshat is Gemara. The basis for the claim is because, just like the Makif does it, and implicit is a Nechusa of the Nikif, right? You guys saw the Riyas? No. Okay, so then, you know what? You'll see for next year, I guess next year is Monday, the Riaz, apparently had, I can't see any other way. Mistama, they pointed out on the bottom. He doesn't have the gears that we had, Los Nama, Makif, Los Nama, Nikif. You see, according to this Gemara, right, it's against the Sugya where? In Bava Kama, in Rav Yossi. What did the Sugya Bava Kama hold? That Amad Nikif Dafka is Chayef Rav Yossi, not Amad Makif. And that doesn't say Rav Huna versus Chi Barak. It's just Gemara assumes that way. It sounds like the Gemara is taken by Vakama. Rav Yossi is only Machayev. Amad Nikif. Alachik Rav Yossi, only Amad Nikif. Our Gemara has, you know, the Gemara says right in the beginning, the Gersa that we have is the first few lines of the Gemara. Loshna Amad Nikif, Loshna Amad Makif. The only place it might change is within Chi Barav, which is anyway not the Halacha. Right? We're saying from this Gemara you see like Rav Huna. That's what comes out the way we connected that. The Riaz apparently had different gersos, and he wants to work this story within the idea that halacha k'Rav Yossi, but only Amad Nikif. And he uses this story as an example of the equivalent of Amad Nikif, because you can get a Gilui Das that you would need a real enclosure, because a Shomer wouldn't do for such a small amount. He'd only be good enough for a large amount, and here he wanted to take even a small amount. That's the basically how the Riyaz goes. But L'chur, what you see in the Riyaz, I think you should be able to recognize on your own, is that once you can negate the taina of Lididi Sagidi, then where are you now? Where are you holding now? Then you have to pay everything. Mashigadi, that's what you see in the Riyaz. Okay, and then we have to do is go back. Now we did the Gemara, we have to go back to the beginning. Where was the fence? Is it a makam shen nagu? Is it a nagu? Back to the beginning. I go back. The Balamar and the Ramban. A little bit, as much as we could. Okay.